This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, it is opening day. The season opener for our Seattle Mariners is tonight at T-Mobile Park against the Boston Red Sox. And who better to chat with the Daily Mix Show this morning than Ryan Roland Smith, former Mariners pitcher, current analyst for the Seattle Mariners. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Of course.
And I don't know if you heard it in the background, some Blink 182. We're playing that for you there, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like the new record?
First of all, I don't know if you're upset with me. I didn't thank you enough for hooking me up with the tickets, the radio station. I got to say, man, listen, first of all, a couple things. I went and saw them live when they were in Seattle. I'm just giving a backstory. And I kind of dropped hints last time I was talking to you guys on the radio to score some free tickets.
Yes.
It was amazing. They sounded just as good as when I had blue hair in 1999 at the Warp Tour. Let me tell you, riding my skateboard doing kickflips. I'm telling you, they sounded just as good. And I'm going to say, the new record, I do like it. It's a little on the emotional side. I do like it when they mess around a little bit. But man, it's so good to see them back. Listen to Travis Barker talk about that whole progress on a podcast or something like that. It's so good to see them all back. So again, I do have to give a public thank you for hooking me up with tickets and doing it for me.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Top three pop punk bands. Since you were going to Warped Tour, of course, you're talking about Blink 182. Who are you putting on that top three?
Okay, so you got Blink 182, right? They kind of did go a little too mainstream for me. I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, I was like, oh man, no. We're going to keep this, like, you know, sort of. Yeah, I mean, I guess they're mainstream right out of the gate. I'm going Pennywise.
Yes.
Love Pennywise. Oh man, I would say I probably listened to more Pennywise than I did Blink 182. And number three, as you put me on the spot here, I'm gonna have to go either MXPX or there's another group. I don't know if they ever. Lagwagon was another
nice.
One too.
Dude.
A couple of these ones.
Danny,
if people are like shaking their heads, but they're probably my top three.
Danny just jumped out of his seat when you said MXPX. Of course, the Northwest Zone. I don't know if you ever run into those guys because they're from right around here, and that's Danny's favorite punk band.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
They're from Bremerton.
Oh my god! Okay. It just unlocked thoughts in my head right now. I no idea. I loved them back in the day when I was in high school. Wow! I had no idea.
Tom, the guitarist, he'll text Danny from time to time and say he's listening to the show. It's kind of crazy.
Well, if he's listening right now, thank you for all the memories back in the late '90s. Early 2000s, fellas. Appreciate it.
We're talking with Ryan Roland Smith. You got that brand new show that's going to be debuting on Root Sports and on YouTube as well, which your first interview is going to be with the king himself, Felix Hernandez. And so I mentioned before the break how I have a dumb theory. It's a dumb theory, but it's a legit question for you. So every year, it seems like the first month, maybe even the first 6 weeks, the Mariners hitting is red rotten. And right. I truly believe it's because of the weather. So what I contend is that we build heaters. Like, you go into a restaurant and you've got those heaters and you put them all around the ballpark and you turn them on for the first 6 weeks. So that way things are a little bit warmer for the team. Because it feels like once the weather gets better, the bats come alive.
Listen, dude, first of all, I know that sounds crazy. It's not, man. The Milwaukee Brewers. So the Brewers, if you look at their ballpark, it's very similar to the Mariners, right? And what they try and do, obviously Milwaukee is a cold climate, but anytime the temperature gets above a certain amount, I can't remember what it was, they want to open the roof up. They want to get as many days as possible with the roof open and everything in that ballpark. But the hitter's like, no, 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 we have to keep this bad boy warm because they have, like I said, similar ballpark, but it's all enclosed. So like when you close the roof, the retractable roof, these giant glass walls come up and keeps the place warm. And I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you that has come up at T-Mobile Park. Can we just crank some heaters or something? Because I'm with you, man. April, hey, it's cold for me. I know I sound like I'm being soft here, but I get cold too. I'm walking around like, oh, man, it's freezing. I'm telling you, it has a huge effect on the hitters. It really, really does. If they could do something where they just get this giant heater over, I don't know what it is.
Roll them out.
I'd love to see it.
See, I'm not as stupid as I thought.
Not at all. Those are great ideas.
Absolutely.
So, Drew, if we had to put you on the spot, what do you think? How are the Mariners doing this season?
All right. Okay. So I talk about this on the – I break this down on the first episode of the Top Step on my show in segment number one. Three factors. They can get to 95 wins. That's the number for me. How do they get to 95 wins? Right now they're projected to be 87, 88 wins. To get to 95 wins, three things. Number one, I mentioned the rotation. Those two guys, Bryce Miller and Brian Wu, once he's healthy, they have to step up. They have to be amazing, but they have to be above and beyond. So that's number one. Number two, Julio Rodriguez, yes, he's a stud, 30 bombs last year. He's got to get the ball in the air more. The guy, as good as he is, we all love him. He's one of the best players on the planet. He hits the ball on the ground a lot. If he can get the ball off the ground, man, his numbers are going to be, like, insanely good. Like, historic numbers. If he can just get the ball off the ground, like, 10% more, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If he can get the ball off the ground, so watch that in the month of April. If he's hitting balls off the ground more often, he's in good shape. And the other thing is, too, the health. We all talk about that. Mitch Haniger only played 60 games last year. Polanco played 80 games. Mitch Garver played 80 games. These guys are got to get those guys 140 games, and you'll be in good shape. If you do those three things, I think 95 wins is not out of the question, and then winning the division.
Oh, let's go, Ryan.
Baby.
Do it.
One last thing I got to say, because you brought up Julio Rodriguez. Do you remember last year when we were talking about Julio Rodriguez and his nickname is J-Rod, and I was like, I don't like that nickname. I think his nickname should be,
right.
You remember, yeah, Julio Gulio.
That's right. It was like the wedding singer reference.
Yes.
Right? Like, Julio Gulio. That's right.
So
it doesn't roll off, but you're worried about it being too close to A-Rod, right?
Well, that was the issue. But like, you all made fun of me for Julio Gulio. And then, you know, I know you do stuff over at ESPN Radio. And, you know, shout out to Brock Heward and Salk. They do a show together. And I was listening on their podcast one day, and I heard Puyallup's Finest – Brock Heward referred to Julio Rodriguez as Julio Gulio. And I'm like, I wonder where he got that. Are you handing my nicknames over to him? I know you guys are friends.
Yeah, that wasn't me, dude. I'm telling you, he likes a little bit of our music. I'm telling you right now. He's listening to the channel in between. I'm telling you. He heard you say it, dude. Promise you, I did not say anything. I promise you.
Wouldn't that be funny if he heard it and didn't?
I would never do that to you.
Hey, we're going to be at the Mariners game next week on the Wednesday afternoon game. Hopefully, we could see you there.
Yes, let's do it. Let's catch up. Let's talk about some MXPX. Hey, bring the guys from MXPX to the ballpark, will you? You guys have got that kind of pull. I need to meet these guys. Let's go. Come on.
We would, but that's called kidnapping, and I don't know if we could do that.
Give up your tickets for them, and then we're good.
What the F, man? I got you tickets to see Blink-182 now. I'm supposed to hook up MXPX with Mariner tickets? When does Steve get tickets?
I don't have that kind of phone. Come on.
You work for the team.
Big thank you to Ryan Roland Smith this morning. So excited to check out the new show on Root Sports. That's going to be legendary.
And Ryan, hopefully you can join us some more when as the season goes on.
For sure. Sounds good. I'd love to, guys. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.